Chapter 3. The Ship of Doom.
While Jonathan was in Transylvania, his fiancée Mina and her best friend Lucy were exchanging letters about Lucy's recent engagement to an English gentleman named Arthur Holmwood. Mina was happy for Lucy, but she was also getting a little worried about Jonathan. He had been gone for a very long time and had only sent short letters. To celebrate Lucy's engagement and to relieve Mina's worries for Jonathan, the two young women decided to vacation together at a small seaside town named Whitby. They rented a room in a guest house that overlooked the sea, a small church, and its adjacent graveyard. Mina and Lucy became used to sitting on the tombstones in the graveyard because the view was fantastic. One day, as Mina was sitting alone, a sailor came by. He stopped to talk, but he kept looking at a strange ship far out to sea. "That ship is sailing very strangely," he said. "She's a Russian ship by the look of her, but she's moving about in the oddest way. She changes direction with every puff of wind as if no one is steering her. We'll hear more about her before this time tomorrow." The sailor's prediction was right, for the next day after a terrible storm, Mina read the following article in the Whitby Town newspaper. August 8. One of the greatest and most sudden storms on record has just been experienced here, with results both strange and unique. Shortly before 10 o'clock, the stillness of the hot and humid air grew quite oppressive. A little after midnight, a strange sound came from over the sea. Without warning, the storm broke so quickly it seemed almost unnatural. The waves rose in growing fury, transforming the flat, calm waters into a roaring and devouring monster. The wind roared like thunder and blew with such force that even strong men had difficulty standing up. A sea mist came in, cold and clammy, that made many onlookers imagine that these were the ghosts of drowned sailors. At times, this mist cleared, and lightning flashes revealed waves as high as small mountains. Small fishing boats were glimpsed as they made a mad dash into port. The new searchlight on the east cliff, which was recently installed, was made to work. As each boat arrived safely, the crowd of onlookers let out a great cheer. Then the searchlight caught a sight that made everyone gasp in fear. The foreign cargo ship spotted earlier before the storm was now much closer and in terrible danger of running aground on the reef. Then came another mass of sea fog greater than anyone could remember, which cut off all sight of the impending disaster. The rays of the searchlight were kept fixed in the direction of the reef, where the sound of the shock was expected. The wind suddenly shifted to the northeast, and the sea fog was blasted away. The strange schooner brushed at headlong speed between the piers, leaping from wave to wave with all her sails set. It gained the safety of the harbor as the searchlight followed her. This light revealed a sight that made every onlooker shudder in horror. Lashed to the wheel of the ship was a corpse, with a drooping head that swung horribly to and fro at each motion of the ship. No other person, dead or alive, could be seen on the deck at all. A great awe came over everyone as they realized the ship had found the safety of the harbor at the hands of a dead man. However, the ship could not slow down. It sped past the piers and hit the sandy beach just under the Whitby Chapel with a terrific crash. In the next day's paper, there appeared a follow-up article. The Coast Guard has identified the mystery ship that ran aground during the storm as the Demeter, a Russian ship out of Varna. The corpse tied to the wheel was the captain, and his logbook was found nearby.